You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Bruce, good morning. What's going on in your world?
Good morning. Well, I'm calling on behalf of the International Middle Child Union. I'm the founder of the International Middle Child Union, and I was calling in.
Look at Bruce coming in hot with the jokes already. Coming in hot.
It's not funny. And are either of you a middle child, by the way?
No.
No. Jeremy's the oldest, and I'm the baby.
Yeah, so it's all laughs for you. It's all a big joke, but for a middle child, tomorrow's a huge day. It's Middle Child's Day, the holiday that nobody wants to pay attention to. The irony was too much for me to bear. So yeah. 11 years ago, I started the International Middle Child Union with the goal of raising awareness for Middle Child's Day.
Okay.
And that was one of the goals. The other goal was find a cure for middle child syndrome. You know, they found that vaccine for COVID really fast.
Yep.
But they seem to be dragging their feet here. I'm guessing that most of the people at Big Pharma are firstborns and last.
Now, if you got that shot, what would it do to you?
I don't know. I guess I'd be like you guys, like more happy. I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be on the phone at 7 in the morning calling around asking people to remember tomorrow's Middle Child's Day. I know that.
Is that truly a thing? I'm not going to Google it, but are you making that up?
Okay, so it's a thing. Okay, I was writing a book about being a middle child, and I came across this fact that Middle Child's Day is August 12th, and I was like, really? I'm a middle child. I've been a middle child almost all my life, and I didn't know this. If a middle child doesn't know it, who else knows it? So I started the International Middle Child Union. I called for a global strike of middle children all around the world on August 12th. It kind of caught on, and then I've been doing this ever since.
You're
I have a
funny.
Blog, smackdabblog.com. You know the other thing? If you're a middle child, Denver, listen, if you're a middle child, you got to go to the blog, smackdabblog.com.
Oh, stop promoting your stuff.
I'll stop. Pick up your free International Middle Child Union membership card.
All right.
Bruce, hold on.
You need some attention, don't you?
Take a breath. One thing that a middle child can't be accused of is not being verbose. Just take a breath. Hold on a second. Now, I'm married to a middle child, and we have talked about this before. And other middle children that I have known in my life have said that what they find is that, okay, and this is just obviously stereotypical, there are exceptions, but that the older children are often the responsible ones.
Yeah.
The babies are usually the kind of reckless clowns, blah, blah, blah kind of ones. And then the middle children, they say, are peacemakers because they're always trying to balance things out between the oldest and the youngest so that they're peacemakers. Do you find that?
Well, it's true. It's not just Martin Luther King, middle child, the Dalai Lama, a middle child. They say that that's a quality that middle children have that make us good negotiators because we're always trying to, you know, figure out like, you know, how can we make this work between everyone or who do we side with? How do we bring people together?
Yeah. What do you do for a living? What do you do for a job?
I'm the founder of the International Middle Child Union.
And that's all you do, huh? That's all you do. Okay.
Bruce,
all
we got to run, buddy. Thank you for being on the show.
That guy wore me out, man.
I'm telling you. I felt like we couldn't get a word in.
Wow, Bruce, thank you.
All right, listen, I will, on behalf of Bruce, shout out to all of the middle children who are listening to Dom and Jeremy this morning. We love you guys. We know how hard it has been for you. And we wish you a great weekend.
There you go.
Who's next? Leslie, welcome to No Filter
Good
Friday.
Good morning.
Hi. What's on your mind?
That first caller cracked me up because I call it the second sibling syndrome.
You have what? I'm sorry, say that again. You what?
I call it the second sibling syndrome.
Oh, okay. So you're a middle too, huh?
No, I was firstborn, but I'm a twin, so.
Oh.
But my brother was a handful. Yes, my younger one. Yeah.
Well, enough about that. Why'd you call? What's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, have you seen the Tour de France on Netflix?
Oh, I thought you meant like in person.
The other day. Well, you were talking about the quarterback the other day, and I started watching it, and it's actually great, and I hate football, but.
Okay.
It's fascinating, isn't it? I have not watched a show about Tour de France, but I did see a documentary about Lance Armstrong, and that was mind-blowing.
Is that the same one?
Yeah, the Tour de France is, no, it's not the same one, and it's on Netflix. It's Tour de France, and it is friggin' amazing. These guys' endurance is insane.
Oh, wow. Well, unfortunately, I canceled my Netflix.
I'll watch it and tell you all about it, Jared.
Thank you.
How's that?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And that's so why you called, is you wanted to just talk about the documentary?
No, I'm going in actually to talk to my bosses today about, well, my boss, I actually asked him to go to lunch, and we're having a potluck, so that's not going to work. So I'm going to corner him in his office and talk to him about my paycheck.
Oh, yeah, you're
going to
ask
for
a raise
today. Oh.
Yeah. Well,
how are you going to do it?
Practice on us. Here, we're your boss. Hey, Leslie, what can we do for you?
Well, you know, the amount of workload that I have and the amount of things that I've learned and I'm doing, I don't feel that my pay rate is equivalent and I can find a better job. I don't want to leave. I love where I work.
But I'm going to stop you right here. You're taking the wrong approach.
Don't do that.
No. Here's what you want to do. Yeah, this is why you call your boys. We're role-playing with you. And the first thing you don't want to do is just say, I want a raise. The second thing you don't do is threaten to leave. Don't do either.
He'll say, okay, leave then.
Yeah, just goodbye. What you want to do is make a presentation. So I wouldn't even do it today during the potluck or whatever. I would wait. You want to do a little mini presentation thing of all the benefits that you bring and the value that you bring to the company. Okay. So it's not about, you know, what they can do for you. It's what you value you are bringing and how they are benefiting from having you on the staff.
Maybe some accomplishments that you've had throughout the few years. And
more about that than gimme, gimme, gimme.
It's essentially just like a one sheet of paper with some bullet points that you can hand them and you can kind of go over together and present your value.
I'm covering shifts. I'm doing overtime. I'm covering shifts. I'm doing all kinds of stuff. And I'm frustrated when I got a 45-cent raise. Like, seriously.
Well, hey, we totally feel
that sucks.
You. That's great. Just make sure that it's not, this is the hardship I'm enduring. Again, spin it more towards, here is the value that I am providing to this company.
And don't do it during the potluck, because everybody's going to be focused on the potluck.
I work in a totally different department.
What do you do? What's your job?
I'm a patient access rep.
There's got to be a lot of things you can point out that you do well. Here's the second question. Are you bringing anything for the potluck?
I am, because I really felt guilty for going up to steal some food, because they're bringing some Italian sausage, some fried chicken. I mean, I'm like, oh, I can't not bring some.
What are you bringing?
Chicken pasta Caesar salad. It's
chicken pasta Caesar salad.
Yeah, I wouldn't give you a raise for that.
Mm-mm. I would not give you a raise.
No.
No. We would say.
We'd actually take that 45 cents back. Now, the person who's bringing fried chicken in, we'd give them like a $2 raise.
We would double their pay, actually.
That's the boss. And he, I don't want to even say what,
Leslie?
When you're old and you work for frat boys, can I say?
Well, then maybe you do need to go get another job then.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? Go get another job.
Start looking.
And tell them what value you would
bring. My God, DIA just had a job. They were hiring 500 people out there. Mm-hmm. You could go work at the airport.
Yeah. Way too far. I live in Littleton.
Okay, never mind.
Here's what you got to do. We need you to call us back on Monday and tell us how your little talk went, okay?
I will do that.
Call us Monday so we know how that went and if you got the raise, okay?
I will.
All right, good luck.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day. I miss you. I love listening to you when I have to go in late.
Oh, we love you back. Chin up today, okay? Chin up. Here comes Bear. Hello, Bear. Welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. How's it going?
We're good, Bear.
It's going great.
Good. What's going on in your world?
Well, you guys said call if you had something fun going on this weekend. And my quote-unquote semi-retired band is getting together for a gig up in North Glen on Saturday. So it'll be a blast.
What do you play?
I play drums.
All right.
Oh,
that's cool.
You.
What style of music?
Mostly classic rock, little country, little hip-hop.
Boy, you're playing
place.
Everything, aren't you?
Dang, everything.
Oh, yeah. Even Snoop Dogg in there, but it's not normal style.
It's got a country feel to the Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, a little more of a twangy,
I would go see you. That sounds fantastic.
That's great.
Where are you doing this, like at a bar or something?
Yeah, the Glen Barn Grill. We're semi-retired because one guy lives in Mexico, one guy lives in Ohio. We get together and just rock out like once a year. So it's a blast.
Cool. That's great. That's good. So what's the name of your band?
Trainwreck.
Awesome. I want a train wreck t-shirt. Send me one.
We typically sound like it, so the name is pure fitting for how we play.
You're like, we don't get to practice together very often, so.
That's so good. So good.
Last night was our one practice of the year, so we're set.
Hey, you know what? Well, if you're doing it at a bar, people are going to be three drinks deep, and they're not going to care what you sound like
at
all.
They won't care. Come on. Listen, I would be glad at some point to come see you. However, you have to promise me one thing. If you're doing classic rock or whatever, you cannot do either Sweet Home Alabama or Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger. If you do either of those songs, we are walking out, okay?
Well, I'm going to tell you what set not to come to.
Okay. I like Sweet Home Alabama, so you can play it for me.
Bear, we got to run. Good luck this weekend. Right. Have fun, okay, buddy?
Bye, Bear.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it. Later.
Thank you.
What a cool name.
That's pretty cool. Train wreck. Time for one more. In fact, we're running late, but let's talk to Troy. Troy, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Fine, Troy. What's going on?
Oh, not a whole lot. Supposed to be at the Iowa State Fair right now, but wasn't feeling the greatest, so I finally went to the doctor, which I not my favorite thing, and walking pneumonia. So,
It's a good thing you're not at the fair then. I have family out there. It started yesterday, I believe. It's one thing that I am dying to get to, but they were sending me pictures of all the happenings out there at the fair.
What kind of food on a stick do they have at the Iowa State Fair?
You can get, like, fried butter out there, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, honestly, my favorite is they call it a pork chop on a stick, but it's just the pork chop with the bone exposed. That's a stick. It's awesome.
Hells yeah.
Tons of bacon.
There's some great videos floating around this morning if you want to search for them, because they were doing the chicken calling contest and everything, and they do the pig calling contest. It is a spectacle.
Troy, it's too bad you couldn't make it. I think that food would make you feel better. So,
yeah.
Poor guy.
We're sorry that you're feeling poorly. We hope you feel better. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling, buddy, okay?
All right, you guys have a great day.
See you, man.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
Iowa
Troy.
State Fair. I can close my eyes and I can envision the people who are walking up and down the Midway at the Iowa State
Fair.
That's
why I'm dying to go. Some of the it's world-class people watching.